Can you guys hear me? Oh, yes, you can. Good evening. Welcome. My name is Adrienne Schoenfeld. I'm the director of the Experience of Self course, and we welcome you to the Mostly Music Summer Series for the Experience of Self course. Before we start our fabulous entertainment, our beautiful concert, we'd like to thank somebody very special. Her name is Patty Hamilton, and she is the owner of ERA, Fairfield Real Estate. Patty, are you in the house? Can you stand up? Where is Patty Hamilton? Well, if you'd like to meet Patty, yay! Patty, without Patty's generosity, this would have been a very hard concert series to launch, so we're really, really grateful to you, Patty. I'd like to actually introduce you, our wonderful Fairfield community, to our about 54 guests from all over the United States and Canada, and yes, even Russia. This is the Experience of Self course. Can I ask you all to stand up? Many of these individuals have just learned Transcendental Meditation. And have really enjoyed everything the community has had to offer, all the art and entertainment, and we're just thrilled that they're here visiting. So without further ado, I'd like to pass you over to Dawn Wolf, who's been a very, very wonderful help in doing the audio video for the courses that we've offered on Experience the Self. And this is Dawn Wolf.
So tonight's performance is going to be a Gandharva Veda music performance, and Maharishi Gandharva Veda is part of our worldwide organization that Maharishi came out with in the mid-80s. He had met with Ayurveda physicians in the early 80s and kind of brought out the deepest and most profound and accurate understanding of Ayurveda. Then he proceeded to do that with Gandharva Veda, the classical music of India, to bring out what is the most profound, eternal, accurate, and connected to the self aspects of that musical tradition. And he, as with Ayurveda, he connected all the understanding of classical Indian music, Gandharva Veda, to the self, to the experience of transcending. And the musicians are unique in Maharishi Ayurveda Gandharva tradition in that they all practice transcendental meditation and the TM City programs, many of them. So they have this very deep experience themselves of the home of all the laws of nature. And what Maharishi said about Gandharva Veda music is that it really does enliven the home of all the laws of nature that are present in creation, in manifest creation, that we experience in different areas of the world, in different cultures, in different geographical areas throughout the cycles of the day, throughout the cycles of the seasons and the year. So Gandharva Veda music is designed, its purpose is to really enliven the vibrations that are there in nature at sunrise, at midday, at sunset, in the deep part of the night. And the value of that for this modern world where we have mega cities with skyscrapers where you never actually see the sunrise or sunset is that it creates an enlivenment of those laws of nature that are there even if they are not manifest and easily experienced, but enlivens it so that they do play a part in creating balance in nature, even when they seem to be a little bit overshadowed by modern life. So Maharishi had Gandharva Veda musicians tour the world in the 80s, the purpose being to create an influence of peace all over the world, especially in troubled areas where there was conflict, wars, and so forth. But just to create this balancing influence, this very subtle, sweet influence of harmony in the environment, so that all the countries, the turmoil that was going on, could have some influence of settling it down, of bringing it back into a sense of balance. And indeed, the reports, which we're going to hear more of in a minute, of how this really does have an effect, how it's measurable, how it's very experienceable, was truly amazing. So tonight, we're very fortunate to have as our featured performer Reshma Srivastava, who will be performing on sitar. Reshma was born into a family of musicians in Allahabad in northern India, and she was 6 years old when she began her lifelong musical journey with the sitar. Her uncle was Professor Satish Chandra, and he was an artist from Pandit Ravi Shankar's tradition and was her instructor. Reshma gave her first public performance at 8 years old and began performing on the radio even earlier. She's rated as a grade A artist as a child, and her childhood performances are still being played on the radio in India. Reshma received a master's degree in sitar from Allahabad University, which is a university that Maharishi went to, actually, and studied physics. And she is a very gifted musician, and her sitar performances have spanned the globe. To date, she is highlighted in Britain, France, Holland, Germany, Switzerland, Austria, Cyprus, Greece, Turkey, and in July 2012, after performing in Paris, Salzburg, Switzerland, Greece, and India, she came to the U.S. where she will be traveling throughout the summer. Reshma is the proud mother of two budding performers, a guitar player and a dance student, and her husband, Theodore Pizanis, is the national leader of Cyprus for the TM organization, and he is a teacher of transcendental meditation and holds a master's of business administration degree. And with their children, Ricky and the printing got cut off, Sakshi.
Sakshi.
They spend their time between India, Greece, and the U.S. Oh, okay. Yeah. In preparation for the very sublime, sweet music we're about to hear, could everyone please turn off their cell phones or turn off the ringers at least? Accompanying Reshma tonight on tablas is David Herlin, who graduated from Maharishi University of Management with a BFA in photography and a minor in Gandharva Veda. David moved to New Delhi after graduating, where he continued his tabla studies with tabla guru Anup Ghoshji. In addition to playing tabla for 12 years, David has also been a professional drum set player for 15 years. He's a member of many local bands, including the Jefferson County Green Band, Subterranean All-Stars, the Trillionaires, who performed here last night, and Apocalypso. And he's shared the stage with a very wide and eclectic range of local artists, including Arthur Lee Land and Sharon Bosquet, who will be performing here in Dalby this week as part of this music series. David lives in Fairfield and is focusing mainly on jazz drumming, songwriting, and poetry. And accompanying on Swar Mandal is Werner Elmker, who many of you know. He's a concert pianist, a composer, photographer. He's a performer who has delighted Fairfield audiences for many years with his sublime, very deeply resonant interpretations of classical music, and he's a very excellent performer. He's the former director of Maharishi Gandharva Veda Music Institute at MUM. And thank you. I didn't get the information for our Tanpuri player. Would you like to, or Gita? This lady is playing Tanpuri, which is like a miniature tampura. It's used as a drone accompaniment for sitar. And welcome. So. I'd just like to read, this is a quote from Yehudi Menuhin's book, Unfinished Journey. Yehudi has been considered the greatest Western violinist in this century, or at least the 20th century. He says, "Indian music took me by surprise. I knew neither its nature nor its richness, but here, if anywhere, I found vindication of my conviction that India was the original source. The Indian would unite himself with the infinite, so his music assists the venture. Its purpose is to refine one's soul and discipline one's body, to make one sensitive to the infinite within one, to unite one's breath with the breath of space, one's vibrations with the vibrations of the cosmos. To be present, as I have been, at a Gandharva concert is an experience more magical than any in the world. One is in the presence of creation." So that's what we have to look forward to tonight. And I would like to turn over the microphone to Theodore Pizanis, who will give some very inspiring experiences from concerts that they have recently been doing around the world. Theodore, thank you.
So wonderful to see everyone here. And I know it's going to be a wonderful experience. Just 5 more minutes. So I wanted to say about some concerts that were organized in Cyprus and some effects that were witnessed following those events. In 1998, it was the 50th anniversary of India's independence, and the High Commissioner of India met Reshma. We were living there then, and asked her to perform a big concert in celebration of that independence. So she invited all the ambassadors and government ministers and VIPs and top business people in Cyprus in one college such as this, and the hall was packed, about 200 VIPs, top people in the society. And the concert was there with her father, who is also a professor of tabla, and by the way, he taught at Marisha University in 1991, and David was in the school then. I think he met him and learned a little tabla then too. But that aside, he was there as well with her mother, and they performed a wonderful concert. And the following day, the weekly newspaper, it wasn't the following day, it was a few days later, the weekly English newspaper came out with her picture on the corner of the paper, and the headline read, "Missiles are diverted." So, actually, they were deploying missiles in Cyprus to defend against Turkey. And they had decided during that week to not deploy them and to move them somewhere else. So that was a wonderful effect. Then, after we had left Cyprus after that, for about 10 years, and during that time, we learned when we returned after 10 years that they had been having a drought for quite some time. And there's this one beautiful lake where all the flamingos would come every year and grace that lake. But for the past 4 or 5 years, the lake was dry and no flamingos were coming. Within a month of Reshma coming and we starting to organize group meditations and playing and practicing, the rains came, the lake was full, and the flamingos came back. Then recently, on the course in Holland, Global Mother Divine organized for her to come and perform for the Mother Divine ladies. Much as they're organizing, I think on the 24th, there's going to be another Mother Divine course here where Reshma will perform. But at that time, in Blowdrop, she also had the chance to perform it for a doctor's course. And they were studying the pulse, and they took certain ragas, and they would check their pulse, then listen to the raga, and then check their pulse again. And they found that the kind of description of what the rag would affect, they were noticing in their pulse. So this was quite profound, and it's since been the subject of thought for research into music therapy and sound therapy, and different scientists here, I think, are getting excited about it. And recently also the last example of this harmonizing, coherence-creating value of this music, not only on the mind, the body, but also for the environment, is to take a look at Greece. In Greece, we've seen a lot of turmoil, a lot of suffering, a lot of problems, a lot of disappointment. And recently, there was a big concert called Sacred Drums of the World, and one of the star musicians was a tabla player there, and he heard about Reshma, that she was there, and invited her to perform with her during that event. And the event was packed. It was nearly 2,000 people on an outdoor theater in a cool summer night under the Acropolis. And during that time, when she played, it was a pin drop silence for about 45 minutes. And this was just less than 2 weeks before the big elections, where everybody was so concerned that there were going to be riots and demonstration and violence and all that. But I think that effect, one along with the yajnas that may have gone on, also calmed the atmosphere, and the elections proceeded without any incident, very smoothly, very harmoniously. So Maharishi has been telling us this is the music of the ancient Vedic civilization which enjoyed heaven on earth. So I think here in Fairfield, we already feel what heaven on earth is like, and now we'll have that experience magnified and boosted by this experience tonight. Also, Reshma has CDs if you want to take this music home with you. There are CDs available afterwards. And following this concert, there'll be a tour of various cities in the U.S. And if you're interested to know more, we can tell you about that. So I'll let Reshma introduce the raga. Okay.
Jai Gurudev, and good evening. Welcome, everybody. Now I'll start talking. No. No, I'm not going to say anything. Only thing I'll say is the name of the rag that I'm performing tonight is called Kirvani. It's an evening rag. And I'm sure you all heard Gandharvid before. But if you haven't, we start with very, very slow. It's all improvisation. The slow part, there's David will rest. And it's called Alap, where we just explain the rag without talking. Just explain the rag, play, and the second part we follow, that's called Jodalap. We add some little rhythm to Alap, and then we perform, and afterwards, David will come in too. He'll still stay here, but he will start playing, and then there will be two compositions in 16-beat cycle. And we'll play. Thank you.
Thank you.
There you go.
Hello, Jagrata. So, because some people want to go to bed early, if you want to go, you can go, but we might ask her to play some more. So those who want to go, there'll be a chance now, and after this, there'll be a chance to talk or ask questions as well.